This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes. Following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of it. It's the way we all come out ahead. If you're part of the solution, we all win. Really that simple. Again, 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, as I said. And it helps so much. It really does. Because when you get informed and you put it out there, when you get informed, right, and you help spread that information in a positive way, then it's all good. But when you don't get informed and you and you spread information that isn't true, that's a problem. Really that simple. So you want to make sure you're fully informed, you're fully engaged, and you truly understand, the issue that you want to speak to. Okay, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Okay. You know that whole thing where you're innocent until proven guilty, right? So students at the University of Memphis, they blocked individuals from leaving a Turning Point USA event, right? Wednesday night, featuring Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, according to the local news source, a room on campus was booked for the event from 7 to 9, but security escorted Rittenhouse off the stage just before 8 o'clock. A separate video taken by Russus shows police escorting TPUSA members out of the event attempting to prevent protesters from attacking the individuals. Now, the video obtained by Campus Reform shows a large group of protesters outside of the event chanting, "No justice, no peace." Isn't that amazing? So he was found innocent. And because the protest, this is the mob rule. This is the mob rule that the Democrats love. This is what they want. See, if the judge had come down on the side that they agreed with, this wouldn't be happening, right? But because they didn't, now the only way to fix this is to be violent at every event. And yet, the craziness behind all of this, we're the violent ones. Just listen, they'll tell you. We're the violent ones. Protesters held signs reading, "Put Rittenhouse behind bars, not a podium. Murderers don't belong here. No one should be open to racism. Christo," that's a new one. "Christo-fascism. Murderous little blankety blank." Earlier in March, the university said that the statement, expression of a different ideas and opinions play an important role in maintaining a diverse campus environment. Yeah, they're not interested. They want it locked down. You can only talk about what they want you to talk about. That's it. End of discussion. And you and I, but we all know that's wrong. Right? So he's guilty, even though the court found him not guilty, apparently. Right? So when you look at this again, you have to sit back and go, it's not really justice. It's what they want. It has nothing to do with justice. Now, I don't know how you get, I guess they don't want one. I was going to go down a stupid road. I don't know how you truly get diversity, equity, and inclusion when you keep excluding only one a certain group of people on campus. That doesn't sound like DEI to me. And if you have something different, if you know different, let me know. I'd love to know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So you get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. As I always say, that's how we all win, right? Seriously? You know what it is? I got so much to talk about. There's so many stories here that I could go over and over and over again. I love it because I think that we need to start doing deeper dives. And I do mean deeper dives into some of these stories. They take a little longer to get through, but hey, what can I tell you? It's important enough for us to go down these roads, to talk about these things. You know, right now you've got there. Now, if I go over to left-leaning sites, I'm going to see all kinds of headlines that simply say, that continuously say, that Joe Biden is closing the gap with Trump, he's taking the lead, he's overcoming, blah, 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 blah. I don't believe any of it, obviously. And it's just interesting to me, right? Well, I got to tell you something, you know, and what is it, I can't think, what's the name of that school board? Again, they're at it. You've got a school board right now that are back at it again about not allowing parents to speak. Now, this fellow's daughter was sexually assaulted. He went there to talk to the board, and they weren't having it. And you're seeing this again in some of the school boards. That this is Loudoun County. Didn't they just vote in people that would give parents more of a right to speak, that would stick up for kids? Or did that all change? I mean, maybe I'm confused here. Maybe I don't really know. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. The way you do that is get informed. Dr. B, okay, she's running a few minutes late. She'll be here. She promises. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us. And I mean that sincerely. I know you could be listening to a dozen other programs, easy, and you've chosen this one. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, we got new videos again. I was just talking about this a few minutes ago. And it's illegal immigrants attempting to enter the United States from Mexico at the El Paso border in Texas. Now, they got video. The guards were being overrun by migrants. You know, they're crossing at the southern border. It just never stops, right? In January alone, now they're saying there are only 68,000 crossed at that particular point. 68,000 crossed at that particular point. Yeah, that's more than many cities in this country or towns. According to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol data, a drop from the 149,000 who went to, they're playing with these numbers, people. They're playing with them big time. I mean, even with those numbers, it's the highest rates in the country that we've ever had. After the Supreme Court voted to allow the law to be enacted, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals placed a legislative backhold on it. Anybody know what that is? No, honestly. Because I don't. I should have asked a question earlier, but I don't. But so they put a back hold on it because they're still looking at appeals. Right? Other judges that have already blocked measures like this. So they're looking at appeals on it. But, you know, you got to give Abbott credit. He said, look, I'm not going down like this. I'm not going to let this happen. I'm going to protect the American people. Now, I don't know if he's vying for president at some point in time or not. Right now, today, as it stands, he pretty much along with, a few other governors, DeSantis being one of them, are the only ones really protecting this country. The other one's like, open the gates, let them in, we'll figure it out later. Yeah, that's going to work out really well, right? Seriously. Now, already since when Abbott put this into effect, SB4, which is the bill that allows them to arrest illegal immigrants for criminal trespass, they've arrested over 40,000. See, there's nobody there to pick them up. The federal government who's tagged with taking care of us. And that's the thing. I'd love to hear from some of you who think it will make sense or would make sense. Right? I'd love to hear from some of you who say, you know, really say, look, if the police department is not going to protect you, you don't have a right to protect yourself because their job is to protect you. And you can't take the job away. And even if they say they're not going to do it and won't do it, you can't protect yourself. That's basically what we're saying to the Texas governor, right? Come on, think about it. The feds aren't protecting us. They're not shoring up our borders like they should be, like they're constitutionally charged to. So therefore, nobody else can take it up. Nobody else can. Really? Just let it go? You know, Texas, the Texans, have allocated over $1.2 billion to build its border wall under Abbott's operation. Right? It added 12 miles of barriers as of September. But as you heard on this show the other night, right, even with all the security and they're up and the, cameras are up, they're not working. Seriously, they're not working. And nobody can tell. They don't know whether they're not working because they're busted, they're not working because they're not plugged in. Really. I mean, New York Post reporter is the one that started watching and looking. She described the scene as a riot at the border. She said there were hundreds of migrants who had decided that they had enough. They didn't want to see the Texas soldiers returning them to Mexico. It's a moment when the Texas National Guard became overrun by migrants rioting to get across the border here in El Paso. You know, I don't have all the answers, obviously. But if I was them, in all seriousness, I'd come inland a little bit, away from the border a little bit, right? And I'd put up barriers all over the place on private property. They're allowed to do that. I was going to say, I almost made a stupid comment that you're allowed to do anything you want to do on your property, but I forgot we live in America. That's not going to work. Anyway. Now, a different angle possibly from, you know, what happened earlier there at the border shows migrants breaching razor wire placed by Texas National Guard. Hundreds of migrants were pushed out to the wire, you know, in the middle of the night by Texas National Guard. Mexican photojournalist Omar Ornelius, he put that out on Twitter along with the pictures. Ornelius, who lives in the northern border of Latin America, said that crossing migrants are from Africa, Central America, Colombia, and Venezuela. Why do they get a right to do this? Why don't they have to follow the law? I got to. I get all kinds of... You know, the other day I was thinking, if illegals are allowed to carry guns, right? Isn't that what we were told? Illegals can carry guns now? If illegals are allowed to carry guns, then I have to ask, you know, why shouldn't they be forced to pay taxes? No, really. Let them be truly have to take advantage of all that we have to deal with here in the country. What do you think? I'm just saying. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Dr. B joins me after the break. We're going to get, well, she'll probably get into my head a little bit, but we'll get into your head as well. You just really seriously have to start helping our young people. They really don't know. And I know I harp a lot on young people. Some of you say, what about us adults? Are you not able to go get your own help? The young kids, and a lot of you don't even know how to help your teenagers. You don't really understand what they're going through. She has a clue. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An immigration riot is unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Accounts indicate the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants tried to break through border barriers on Thursday. Footage depicts a number of migrants engaging in altercations with soldiers. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Apple has monopolized the smartphone market. He announced in a briefing on Thursday that the Justice Department, along with a coalition of state attorneys general and district attorneys, is suing Apple for allegedly breaching antitrust laws. Despite surging mortgage rates, home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February. The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10% compared to the previous month. This marks the second consecutive month of increased sales, indicating a rebound from the fall's decline attributed to those high mortgage rates. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
All that kind of fitness.
Here we go.
When the Wimba River starts to play,
that's when we are back. Joe Masini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know the mantra, you know how it goes. I very much appreciate your time with me, whether it's on the air, you know, watching us streaming, and just getting involved. Even if you're picking up the show afterward, I still very much appreciate you. Anyhow, let's get to it. I got so much that I want to get to. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. We lovingly refer to her as Dr. B. Joins us every week. Always appreciate her time with us. And Dr. B, are we having fun yet? There's something wrong in the air. Is there not?
Are you okay? You said ouch. You all right? You need all medics? Or
don't.
You good? I know you're getting old, man.
Yeah,
years on me.
That's it. No. It's when you run over the corner of your toe with a rolling chair. Not a really good feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't.
Yeah,
don't.
No. Always
don't
painful.
Do that.
All right. I got to have some fun with you, though. How is the chicken chaser?
Right? You're so funny because all the chat rooms alive with talking about chickens. You know, my TikTok handle is Jesus and Chickens. And so I pray for people while I stream live of taking care of chickens. So people just have no idea. But one of my streams had 13,000 viewers. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess it works. they're good. I only have 30. I've got 23 babies and then 7 4-year-olds. So you have chickens?
Yes, I do.
Right?
Yeah, but you know what? I have no problem eating them if they don't put out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm good with the eggs. I'll start with the.
I'm a torture artist. We buy those roasted chickens from the supermarket. And then what I do is I take the carcass and I throw it in there and I go, all right, ladies, this is what happens when you don't put out, you know, and some odd reason production goes up. You know what I mean?
Right. And then we're getting goats next. So
really? Oh, that one. I wouldn't mind having that eat the grass behind the house.
Totally. See, we have 7.5 acres, and, you know, we don't have, our boys are in college and moving on, so they don't want to be coming back every weekend to mow. So, and then it gets us ag exempt. So we'll milk the goats, we'll sell the milk, and we'll call it good, and then we'll get a bunch of money off of our taxes. And
oh, yeah, I heard that. In tech, you know, because everybody tells me how expensive it is to live in Texas because of taxes. And I go, wait a minute, they give you some outs. Right?
They
and some ways you can kind of curb that tax thing. And one of them is what you're just saying there.
Yeah, ag exempt. And I would think that it would be great to have chickens because I sell the eggs all the time, you know, to all my friends and stuff. But you have to have 300 chickens to be ag exempt if you do chickens. I'm like,
300?
Could you imagine? Now, I like chickens, but I have 30, and that's plenty.
That's 300? A lot of work.
That's like a lot of poop. Never mind the work.
I didn't even go down that road, but yes.
So, yeah, we're going to get 5 goats, 6 goats, and we're going to get a couple llamas because
wow.
We'll share it. So, yeah, it's, I don't know what happened to that.
You know, one of the stories, I can't find it now, I had it up for you, but one of the stories I had was
I'll
how Gen
it.
Z was, you know, they felt like they're much more important in the workforce. They're looking for, you know, promotions and dollars within a few months of being there. That kind of stuff. And we go from that, you know, and you have to sit there and scratch your head and say to yourself, my God, what did we teach them? Okay? And what gives them all this self-worth, if you would? I mean, I know we've been through this before, but it's still beyond me how I keep seeing this happen.
Yeah. It's entitlement, self-worth. It's not self-worth. You get self-worth from making little and working your butt off when you're 17 and 18. That's what you do, right? My son called today because he just got his first, you know, total full-time job. He's worked, you know, part-time. But it's 40-plus hours a week. And he goes, I know it's only $15 an hour, so they're offering me, you know, overtime. Should I take it? So I just work my butt off? It's, you know, for, and I'm like, yeah, what else are you doing? And, you know, he works at an airport, and all these jets are chartered right now because it's March Madness for basketball, and all these college jets are coming in, and they need him to work over hours to fuel them and get them ready and prep them. And I'm like, why wouldn't you? It's like for 6 weeks. He's like, it's only $15. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, how much you make it out when you don't do it? Hello?
Exactly. Bingo. That's what my husband says. Well, how much are you going to make sitting at home?
God.
It's
the mindset. It's just the mindset.
Willing to work because we have instilled that work ethic. But like, why are you asking your mommy? Just yes, you're 21 years old. Go work. You got it.
Get a job. And it's J-O-B. In case you don't know how to spell, it's J-O-B. It ain't that hard, anyway.
Well, and you know, there's the current research that says 40% of business leaders consider Gen Z graduates. So just, you know, they've already graduated from high school or college, but 40% of business leaders just automatically think, oh, gosh, they're unprepared for the workforce, and 94% of those 40%, does that make sense, avoid hiring them because of it. So you Gen Zers better just shush, zip it, and go work very hard and stop.
Oh, you're so cold.
That's significant. 40%, like almost 100% of you know, almost half the people in, you know, business leaders are not hiring these people.
Oh, God. My first job was in Burger King. And with the overnight differential, I got $2.10 an hour. Okay?
See?
So.
Yes. I got $3.35 at Bob's Big Boy. Now, granted, I worked my butt off because I got tips. But you worked your butt off. I was flat out when I, you know, but you just don't think about it. I needed gas for my car and tuition for college and food. I don't understand.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one. So let me switch gears on you, okay? You'll like this. Now, I've always heard things like, you know, people like to be with the crowd. They don't like to go against the flow and all this other fun stuff. So a recent study came out and showed the number of trans and non-binary students in the UC surges after schools embrace gender insanity, no other word for it, right? So in California public institutions, all of a sudden this thing skyrocketed. And more students are identifying as transgender and other kinds of things. California seems to have the market cornered on this. So,
yes,
I just have to ask you, is this them going along to get along? Is this them feeling like they want to fit in? Help me understand.
Yeah, so I did, I'm looking through my files right now because I had the breakdown. It's really interesting, the breakdown of the generational statistics of how they identify, right? And, you know, me and Allie joke about it all the time because she's a Gen Zer. Well, all my kids are Gen Zers. But, yeah, they're just exposed to it. And there are two things right now on social media. Gosh darn it, if we don't go back to social media, they're totally brainwashed by it. They're totally addicted by it. And, again, parents, wake the heckity heck up. But everybody has to have a mental disorder, and this is coming straight. My kids tell me this.
Everybody has to have a mental disorder. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, and everybody has to be something other than male or female because literally, if you're male, female, white, or Christian, you're like, you have leprosy. Like, people are like, they won't even, they just, like, hate you, and you don't even have to do anything. You could say, God bless, here's $50 gift cards because I love you, and they'd be like, oh, no. I'll take that, but no, go away, you know? And so right now it's, I think it's one, oh gosh, I want to know what it is. I wish I could find it. I know that in Gen Z, it's like 25 out of 1,000. So that's 3% of Gen Z young adults. And it's getting worse when you go down to the teenagers, identify as just trans. So other than that, I think it's up to around 30% identify, and I'll find it as something other than male or female, which is, oh, here it is, 31% of Gen Z identify as anything other than male or female. 31%.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Shows you the effect of the teachers, the professors, and the people around them, correct?
Absolutely. It is, I just think it is criminal to the youth to bring this agenda into schools in any way. And you see it. You've got the trans and the LGBT flags. You've got these teachers that are talking about it, normalizing it. You've got the curriculum that's trying to change.
We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I'll finish that up. And we'll talk a little bit more on this line because I got something about gender-affirming surgery as well. We'll talk about that when we return.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Engage yourself. Get informed yourself. Don't wait for somebody like me to spoon feed it to you. It doesn't work. And you won't remember it anyway. When you're spoon fed this stuff, it's not very good. You know, it doesn't always work out well. Anyway, let me bring her on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. We call her Dr. B. Always appreciate her time with me trying to figure out some of these issues. And Dr. B, we were talking about the what was going on the UC campuses across California. And they have seen a spike, a surge in young people who identify as transgender. But it only came, it can only be marked, or it only came when the schools started to embrace the gender studies categories and so forth. So this has got to be, again, one of those situations where I told you before, you know, they're not that they're feeling pressured, but they're trying to find themselves at this age. And they go, oh, yeah, that sounds like what I'm going through. I must have that.
Right.
Right.
It's It's kind of like when 13 Reasons Why, you know, came out on Netflix, there was a surge in suicidal ideation. It's the suggestion of it, right? It's called suggestive psychology, and it is very real. And the younger you are, you know, and then you know, the more hormonal you are, and what, you know, if you're going through things environmentally around you, have things going on around you, I mean, look at marketing, right? Look at TV. But the suggestiveness and then the ability to, you know, block it out or be swayed by it is huge. I mean, look at politics, right? Look at everything that's going on. It is so easy. So you've got these kids fresh out of high school, and the rates right now, or the rate that you were talking about with the EC system, they saw a surge of over 2,000 new transgender students just in the last 2 years. And I'm sure those are the only ones that, you know, that actually, you know, fessed up to it. I'm sure there are many more.
Sure.
But you're right. It is a staggering increase. I mean, that's the increase. So, and of course, it's out there. You've got that whatever Bud Light thing.
Oh, yeah.
That it's so popular. He's everywhere, you know. I mean, he's got millions of views and likes, and so many actors and actresses just support it. And it's there you go. And once you've got, you know, you're on that train and Hollywood is giving you likes and telling you what you want to hear, boom. But then I look at, what is his name? Delaney, somebody. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So the other thing I find really interesting, and right now the UK has done massive studies and they're finding it, and so I'm pretty sure this is going to pour over into the US, but the largest amount of, group of mental illness, I don't even want to say that, but what they're seeing right now with transgender, after scoring them on the autism spectrum test, that up to 48% of children and teens and young people under the age of 25, up to 48%, when tested, these are people that are looking, are either becoming trans, interested, or already have, are on the spectrum, and from mild to severe. So I really am curious, you know, I'm going to go look at that, what that means. And because that's huge, that's almost half of every transgender person. So I know there's a suggestiveness, you know, that we're talking about that will capture these kids. They're not social, but they get attention, right? They don't read a room, but they get attention because of it. The other core morbidity that they're seeing with transgender youth and 20-somethings is OCD, an obsessive-compulsive component to it, which spectrum kids have as well. They have a huge rate of OCD. So it's interesting that we are seeing that this is deeply based in mental disorder. And to our point that you and I talk about, we're letting these kids have surgery and change their bodies anatomically forever.
And in California, they can make that decision at 12 years old.
It's unbelievable. And these are kids on the spectrum. And these are kids with issues. So others are ADHD. They're finding these kids are just looking for an identity. And letting them scar themselves for life. And then you and I were just talking on the break there about why we're seeing suicidal ideation and completing suicide, the completion of suicide, with trans people being over 40%, with the group of people who are, you know, have, you know, suicidal ideation,
right,
is because of the OCD. They can't perfect their bodies. It's not bringing them joy. It's not perfect enough. And so you see this vicious cycle they get in, and there's nothing else surgically they can do. You cannot reverse this in most cases.
No.
And so they're stuck. They're stuck. And we are just handing them over to the wolves. Absolutely sick.
You were talking about the UK study, and I talked about that like 2 weeks ago. One of the things I loved about it was they were putting provisions in. you couldn't just order hormone blockers anymore. Now you had to have X amount of hours of counseling before the blockers could be ordered. You couldn't have surgery unless they went to a panel of X amount of people. So you're looking at this, and I'm saying to myself, okay, they're at least seeing that this is a problem and an issue.
Yes, and it varies. It varies by state and county on what that process is, but there are always these doctors that will do it on the down low. I mean, I don't know. It's criminal. That's just all I can say.
We did a story the other day about. You ready for this one? Are you sitting down? Because I don't want you to get hurt.
Yes, I'm sitting.
About the new trans species group.
Yeah, no, I know you.
$72,000 found a plastic surgeon that would bop the guy's nose, take off his ears, and he's now having leopard spots put on his body. Okay, tattooed on his body.
Species, but what's the other one? Where you chop your limbs off?
Oh, yeah.
Weird one?
Yeah.
Not to remember these.
But
some dude just did that. I just read a story that in order to get money and this and that, he had somebody chop his legs off, and now he's regretting it, and he didn't get the money. I think he's fined with insurance fraud, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but the doctor who did it should be brought up on charges right along with him, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. Completely.
You guys are supposed to protect us.
They take an oath. You take the Socratic oath. I will do no harm. How is that? How?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's absolutely insane. Yeah. But I cannot talk to LGBT teens who are confused, who are yearning for truth. I cannot talk to them about God in California. That's why I left, partly why I left. I can't talk to them. I can't share the word of God. I can't share my heart about all of that with them, or I would get my license taken away. However, if I chop their legs off, no problem. Or if I, altered them somehow physically. Or gave them hormone blood. It doesn't make any kind of sense. And that's when you know there's something in the heavenly realms that has to be talking about puberty blockers that is spiritually blocking their ability.
Yeah.
It's just sick. It's absolutely sick. And I just, people are dying. It's between, killing over a million babies a year, calling it abortion, it's murder, prescribing these puberty blockers, and I know teens on these, and they're not happy, because people need to realize that God made us women to have certain hormones, right? Males to have certain hormones, and part of that is for our mental stability.
Yep.
Like, if you dumped a ton of testosterone in me, or we put a ton of estrogen in you, it would confuse the crap out of both of us. It would just mess you up. And so, why? And so then on top of that, I don't know if you realize this, but I'm sure you do. On top of that, the psychiatrists are working on them. So they've got these puberty blockers. And then on top of it, they're giving them, medication, psychiatric meds to cope with the issues from the puberty blockers. Now they're on SSRIs. It's so bad. It's really unbelievable.
It never stops. And I hate to use the term, but it's a vicious circle, right? All the way around.
Yes.
And nobody stops to go, whoa. Let's go look at these kids, these young people that have been through this and are putting themselves through this, and let's see where they are right now, right? Let's see exactly what's going on with them. But they won't. They won't do the checkups.
They don't follow through, right? And then you've got these,
You're with me on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Dr. B joins us really in the next hour. I got her duct taped in a room, so she can't go anywhere anyhow. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Right now.